an amazing sugya.
It is.
And the sugya shows us the historical sensitivities of the Rishonim and how significant they are for proper interpretation of the Gemara. So the Ritva in our sugya is trying to address the question of the psulim that are only possible on Yom Rishon, are they also possible on Yom Tov Sheni Shagalios? Psulim that are reserved for Yom Rishon, like the psul of Hadar for the Rambam, or the psul of Chaser for Tosfos. So are those psulim also noeg on Yom Sheni? Now, we'll note that the Gemara said, Kami Yom Tov Rishon, Kami Yom Tov Sheni. It would have been really nicer if the Gemara would have said, Kami Yom Tov Rishon, Kan Mishar Yom. The fact that the Gemara says Kam Yantav Rishon, Kam Yantav Sheni raises the possibility, at least, that maybe the Gemara is purposely choosing Yom Sheni to tell you Yom Sheni Shagolios does not have the same dinim of Yom Tov Rishon. And the Meiri talks about this a little bit in the very beginning of his parish on our perek, if the fact that the Gemara chose Yom Sheni, if that's significant. But be that as it may, the Ritva quotes that he had a machlokas with his Rebbe, Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Rashba, where they had a discussion if these psulim apply. As we noted, that Rav Soloveitchik has a very beautiful piece about how this machlokes between the Rashba and the Ritva might really be a machlokes that's rooted in the question of what's the nature of Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios. Is, as the Rashba would argue, is Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios mean that the first day is Yontif? The first day is Yontif. We know that the first day of Sukkot is the 15th. Of Tishrei. However, the second day we also keep because Chazal made a takana to keep the second day. Since in the olden days they didn't know which one was the first day, and that's the reason they kept 2 days, we are going to also keep 2 days, but we're keeping 2 days for a very different reason than why they kept 2 days. They kept 2 days because they didn't know which was the real day. We keep 2 days because the first day is the day, the D'oraisa day. And the second day is a takana d'rabbanan to keep 2 days. That is the Rashba's interpretation. However, the Ritva argues and says, no, the nature of the takana of Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios is very different than what the Rashba just explained. Rather, the nature of the takana is not just to have the same result as the olden days, but to actually mimic the reality of the olden days. And if in the olden days they had a suffix, we also have a suffix. Now, we don't really have a suffix, because we know that the first day is the right day, and the second day is already Cholamoed. But we have a chiyuv to perpetuate their suffix, and halachically we treat the days as suffix. Halachically we treat the days as a suffix. Be that as it may, the Ritva is trying, and our sugya is trying to argue his position. And again, what's the Ritva's position? That Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios means we have a suffix. Halachically, we continue the suffix that they had, and we treat the 2 days as actual spekos. Now, he brings a raya. What's the raya of the Ritva? I don't know, I can never find it in here. There we go. What's the raya of the Ritva? So if you take a look at the original Ritva that we read, he says as follows. Mishumin al gavoseinu hayu osin oso mi safek kecho chom reyo mishum. Dare anu ki'ilu ein anu yodim. Right, those were the key words. Nowadays we have to act ki'ilu ein anu yodim. Bikfur the yarcha. Bichol yonav. And now he brings a raya. Shiharei ein odocha Shabbos. Kimosha yanoi bizvan shvesa mikdashkayim ba'asrei di yodim bikfur the yarcha. So he says, what's the proof? My proof is, again, he's trying to prove that we treat both days as a suffix. What's his proof? Because lulav is not docha Shabbos. That's what he writes in our sugya on Chaf Tzadik Beis. Sheharei eino docha Shabbos. Kimosha enoi bizman shavei samikdash kayim ba'asrei diyadei bikvur diyarcha. In the areas that they knew bizman beis samikdash, the areas where they knew the right day, what would be the din? That lulav would be docha. In the areas where they knew the right day. Nowadays, don't we know the right day? Don't we have a calendar? Don't we know the right day? And yet it's not Docha Shabbos. You hear the question? It says in the Gemara, and we're going to look at this Gemara in a second, that when you know which day is day one, what's the din? Lulav is Docha Shabbos. Nowadays, do we know? We know, and yet Lulav is not Docha Shabbos. What does that show you? What does that show you about the nature of the day? Yeah. That we Ki'ilu have a Suffolk. And if the second day is a Suffolk, it means the first day is also a Suffolk. Because the whole Suffolk of the second day is that maybe today's the day, and the day before wasn't. So if the longest behind Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios is we treat each day as a Suffolk, that would explain the current practice that we do not take Lulav on Shabbos, even when the first day is Shabbos. We know that it's really the 15th, and we should be Docha Shabbos. That's what they did in the olden days when they knew the right day. So don't we know the right day? We do, but we don't. It's a raya that the nature of Yom Tov Sheni is that you continue to perpetuate the Suffolk, and therefore our first day is still halakhically considered a Suffolk, and that's why we can't take the Lulav. This is the Ritva's raya. So the question I'd like to address today is, A, what's the raya? And is it a good raya? And what's the Rashba going to do with it? Is there any way to be docha this raya? Sounds like a very good raya that even today, David, the nature of Yom Tov Sheni is that it's a Suffolk. And if it's a Suffolk, we don't take a lulav, even if it's Shabbos. Because you don't take lulav on Shabbos unless you for sure know. Okay. So let's address this raya and see if it's really a good raya. So the Gemara that the Ritva is referring to is a Gemara at the very beginning of the fourth parak, Daf Mem Gimel, where the Mishnah tells you that lulav can only be 7 days in the Mikdash if the first day falls out on Shabbos. But if the first day falls out on any other day, the first day is not Shabbos, so that means Shabbos is going to end up being one of the other days of Sukkot, and in that situation it won't be Docha. Asks the Gemara, why not? I mean, what's the big deal? Why can't it be Docha? What's the problem with the Lulav? At worst, it's Muksa. At worst, it's Muksa. So the Gemara says it's because of what we call the Takana of Rabba. Takana of Rabba was that a Gezeira was made, Shema Yatilenu Daud Amos, Rishus HaRabim. We're concerned that you're going to take the lulav and carry it in a public domain, which is an Isser Dio Raisa. And for that reason, we don't allow you to take the lulav on Shabbos. That's the whole reason. And Hainu Taima de Shofar, Hainu Taima de Megillah. Now, I don't think Rabba was the one who created this takana. I think Rabba is reporting the takana to us. We call it the Gezeira de Rabba, but it means that Rabba is the one who was reporting it to us. This was the Gezeira that they made. So asks the Gemara, if the reason you don't take the lulav on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 in the Mikdash is because of a Gezeira Shema, you're going to carry it. So then why, when Shabbos falls out on the first day, do you take the lulav? Aren't you also concerned that you might carry it? I mean, you can tell me we're not worried about people carrying it. You know, I don't know, maybe that's a really far-fetched concern. But if they are concerned on day 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7, why aren't they concerned on day 1? And if they're not concerned on day 1, why are they concerned on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7? So says the Gemara, you're right, there is a fundamental difference between day 1 and day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. The fundamental difference is that you see that the mitzvah of lulav is much more chomer on Yom Tov Rishon. Because Yom Tov Rishon, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa even in Gvulin. You thought the whole mitzvah was just in the base of Mikdash? That's true for all 7 days. But as we all know, there is a mitzvah on the first day everywhere. L'kachnu l'chem b'yom ha'rishon. So since the first day is much more significant in the world of lulav, because it's a mitzvah everywhere, d'oraisa, so came along the Rabbanan and said, you know what? We have a concern you might carry. Let's call that concern a 75% concern. However you measure, you know, Calvin's. I don't know. How do you measure, you know, concerns of someone being over on an Isser Derabbanan, on being over on Isser D'oraisa, and therefore you make a Derabbanan. So when it comes to day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, even in the Mikdash, you know it's a mitzvah D'oraisa. Since lulav on day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 is not the most significant, therefore we will make our Gezeira. But on day 1, where lulav is super significance. Because it's even in mitzvah bigvulin, there we don't feel justified in making a gezeira. The concern, the 75% concern is not enough to knock off day one. It's enough to knock off day two, three, four, five, six, and seven, since that's only a mitzvah in the mikdash. But on day one, where it's a mitzvah everywhere, 75% concern is not enough to knock it off. So the Gemara says that's the din. So the Gemara says, really? So, I know I skipped the stage in the Gemara. First, the Gemara talks about the bias, and then says, what about before the bias? So then the Gemara says, okay, that makes sense, but then what about nowadays? Nowadays. Now, what does that mean when the Gemara says nowadays? So let's assume that means whenever the Gemara is being written. When the Gemara is being written, nowadays, much later in history, basically just has been destroyed, we're much later in history now. Ravina, Ravashi, end of the period of the Amoraim. So what about nowadays? Ihachi ha'idna nami. Shouldn't we take the lulav on day one? Because remember, day one is super significant. It's not enough to push off the gezeira. We can't use the gezeira to push off day one. So nowadays, shouldn't we take the lulav on day one? And the Gemara answers, no. Why? Because Anan, us Babylonian Jews, lo yadinan b'kibu adiyarcha, we don't know if day one is really day one. We don't know the cheshbin. Says the Gemara, okay, well then, inhu diyadei lidchu. That means that the Jews in Israel, who do know, because in Israel they always know the right date. So in Israel they know, maybe in Israel nowadays, let's even say now, 2019, nowadays let's take the lulav on day one. Avram will lead the procession. Avram wants to take the lulav on the first day in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara asks that. So the Gemara sort of answers, Ein hachanami, maybe there is room to. Now the truth is that the Gemara on the next Amud on Mem Daled returns to this and falls off of this and says, no, in Eretz Yisrael we also don't, because we don't want on the first day in Eretz Yisrael they are, in Chutz Laaretz they're not. We don't want to have that inconsistency. Even though we have it anyway because we have the Sheni. But we don't want to have that inconsistency between Eretz Yisrael and Babel, and therefore, and that's how we paskin. We paskin like Mem Daled, not like Mem Gimel. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we don't take the lulav. At the end of the Gemara, it sounds like, and that is for sure what the Ritva is maintaining, what Yisrael is basically saying is, I believe what's, don't get mixed up on Mem Daled and say, oh, on Mem Daled, they ended up falling it off. They never fell off the Yisod. The Yisod is still true. If everybody knows, you take the lulav. If you know, you take the lulav. So, the Rishonim note that there seems to be a little bit of a steer. Because in our Gemara here, Sukkah Mem Gimel, what do we say? Anan lo yadina. We don't know. We don't know the right date. And that's the reason we don't take the lulav on day one. Because we don't know. Anu anan lo yadina. What's strange about this is that we all learn the Gemara in Beitza. And the Gemara in Beitza on Daf Dalet. The Gemara Dalet, Daf Dalet in Beitza says, Hashta diadinan big kibusa diarcha. Now that we know when Rosh Chodesh is, let's say, now that we have a calendar, now the chronology in the Gemara there is Abaye is the one who's speaking. Abaye lived probably right before the calendar. But already before the calendar, it says lots of people in Babel already knew. So the Gemara in Beitza says, now that we know Kfusa Diarcha, why are we keeping 2 days? And the Gemara says, Bizharu be minag avosecha. This is the takana of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios. So there seems to be something very inconsistent here. The Gemara in Beitza already tells us at the times of Abaye and Rav, in the middle of the Tekufa of the Amoraim, that now that we know the calendar, we know when things are going to fall out, why in the world are we keeping 2 days anymore? Meaning, and this is why I gave you the Rambam. There was a time period in history when the Jews in Chutz Laaretz really had no idea when Rosh Chodesh was. Remember, originally, they would do Kiddush HaChodesh in Eretz Yisrael, and how would they tell everybody? Through the
torch.
Through the torches, through the fires. Then everybody in the world knew, because they got the word across very quickly. So originally everybody always knew. Then what happened? Came those danged kutim, they messed everything up, and now we had to send out messengers. And once there's messengers, most people in Chutz Lars don't know. So they have to keep 2 days. Why did they keep 2 days at that time? Why are they keeping 2 days? Because they really don't know. They really don't know. Comes the Gemara in Beitza and says, that's very nice. So originally everybody knew. Then there was the time period of the messengers when nobody knew. People didn't know in Chutz Lars. So they had to keep 2 days. Why did they keep 2 days? They had a real suffix. Now comes the Gemara in Beitza and Daf Dalet and says, okay, but now we do know. We have a calendar, or we know enough of the secrets, enough people know, and the calendar just came out right after this. We have a calendar now. We know. So why are we still keeping 2 days? Granted, back then they kept 2 days, they didn't know. Why are we still keeping 2 days? Says the Gemara, Shalchu Mitam, because there was a rule made. This rule was made before that already. Shalchu Mitam, even if you know, remember I told you, in Bavel, people started figuring out how to do the calendars. The Rabbanim started figuring it out. And Rav Elazar ben Pidas, before Abaye, before the Gemara in Beitza, already told them, even if you figure it out, don't keep 1 day. Even if you guys in Chutz Lars figure it out, you still should keep 2 days. And the Gemara in Beitza assumes that nowadays when we know, and this is going to be true when we have a calendar also, we know. Why are we still keeping 2 days? Because we were told, keep 2 days, even if you know. So when you end the Gemara in Beitza, Abaye, Rava, middle of the Amoraim, what is clear? We know, and yet, we still keep 2 days. So how does our Gemara, on Daf Mem Gimel, say, okay, what's the Psach nowadays? What's the Psach nowadays? Do we take the Lulav on Shabbos? The Gemara says, no. Nowadays, we don't know. And if we don't know, we can't take the Lulav. What do you mean we don't know? The Gemara in Beitza says we know already. What do you mean we don't know? So comes Tosfos and says, this is like the name of the game in the sugya. Nothing is what it sounds like. Comes Tosfos and says, you know how the Gemara is saying that we don't know? That doesn't really mean we don't know. Of course we know. The Gemara in Beitza says we know. We already knew from back then. So what does it mean today? We don't know? It means that we act like we don't know. That's what the Gemara here means. Right? We always like to have, when you have a stira, to answer up a stira. You got to pick one Gemara and you got to switch another Gemara. Because it's a stira right now. So comes Tosfos and says, Beitza is correct. We know. Oh, but our Gemara says we don't know? No, you know what that means? That means that we have to act like we don't know. Because the whole point of the Gemara was, there's no suffix nowadays. So the answer to the Gemara was, yes, there is. It's an artificial suffix. It's a rabbinic created suffix, but it's a suffix. That's what it meant, analoyadina. It doesn't mean that we really don't know. Of course we know, we have a calendar. But the answer is that we are in a halachic status of not knowing. We're in a halachic status of suffix. And if it's a suffix, if day one is a suffix, lulav can't be docha. Lulav can only be docha Shabbos if you know for sure you're doing mitzvah d'oraisa lulav. If you don't know for sure you're doing the mitzvah d'oraisa lulav, it can't be docha Shabbos for something that might be a mitzvah. Shabbos is a vada. Lulav is a suffix. Ain't something motami beivadai. It can't be docha Shabbos with a suffix. And you're going to tell me, Eitan, you're going to say, but it's not a suffix. Yeah, but Abdi'alach, it is a suffix. That's how Tosfos reads the Gemara. Now, if that is how you read the Gemara, so then we understand the Ritva's Raya. What's the Ritva's Raya? The Ritva's Raya is explicit in the Gemara. It's not just a Raya that he made up. It's in the Gemara itself. Remember, what did the Ritva say? The Ritva in Ar Sugya Daf Chaf Tes said, what's the nature of Yom Tov Sheni? The nature of Yom Tov Sheni is what? That it's a halachic suffix. And said the Ritva, you know how I know? Because we don't take the lulav nowadays on Shabbos. What was he saying when he said that? He didn't mean, oh, in Spain we don't take the lulav. He meant, the Gemara is explicit that we don't take the lulav today. What does today mean? Today means the times of the Gemara. They didn't take the lulav. You know why? Because they don't know.
What do you mean they don't know? Of course they knew.
No, but it was ki'ilu, they didn't know. So the Ritva's Raya is explicit in the Gemara, if you learn like Tosfos. The only problem is that if you look at the Ritva and the Gemara over there, he didn't learn like Tosfos. He learned the Gemara over there differently. So let's see how the Ritva learned the Gemara over there. And here the Ritva has a historical machlokes, historical context machlokes with Tosfos. Again, according to Tosfos, the Gemara in Sukkah is talking about the time period of Rav Ashi and Ravina. It's talking about the end of the Tekufa of the Gemara. When it says Ha'idna, it literally means nowadays, today, at the end of the Gemara, when the Gemara is being written, Ha'idna. And that's when we asked, how could they not have known then? They already knew much earlier. And the answer is, no, they knew, but it was key that they didn't know.
So if I'm shot, let's say, can we run into issues with this Gemara? Because let's say we know that it really is a suffix, but it's not really a suffix.
So well, really, I'll be aloha
really
it's a suffix.
Should be double shot.
We treat it as a suffix. Right.
That overrides.
We treat it as a suffix.
So
and that's why we can't take a look, because it's a suffix. Okay. The Ritva over there, however, learns the Gemara differently. He says, and the truth is you already find this in Rashi, because if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, you know what the Gemara is talking about over there? It's talking about the time period when they were still being Mekadesh the Chodesh al Pi Ari'iyah. We're not talking about after the Cheshvan. We're talking about when they were still doing the Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Eidim, al Pi Ari'iyah. Now, if they were still doing Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi the Ari'iyah, what was the status of the people in Chutz La'aretz? They really didn't know. It's not, oh, they knew because they had a calendar, but they were pretending that they didn't know. If the Gemara's context is when they were still doing Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi the Ari'iyah, that means that the people in Chutz La'aretz really didn't know. And therefore, says the Ritva, you know why there's no stira between Sukkah and Beitza? Beitza is talking about after we knew. The Gemara in Sukkah is talking about before we knew, before the calendar. Meaning when the Gemara said, B'ha'idna, that wasn't them talking at the end of the period of the Gemara. This is a piece of Gemara that was edited and put into our Gemara, but it's really from much earlier. Right? Someone asked me, like, isn't all the Gemara like Ravina Ravashi? Isn't it that time period? But obviously it's not that time period. I mean, when Rava's talking, Rava's talking in Rava's time period. And when Rav talks, Rav's talking in his time period. The Gemara is a conglomerate of lots of different statements from different time periods. So when the Gemara says, today, what's the din today? It doesn't necessarily mean, I mean, this is like a question you need to ask. Like, how was the Gemara compiled? Did the editors of the Gemara go through the entire Gemara and change all of like the first person references to be reflective of their time period? Meaning, when someone in the Gemara says, today, does that mean today when they talk? Or does that mean today when the Gemara is being written? So comes the Ritva and says, this Gemara is a very old and ancient Gemara. When the Gemara asked in our sugya, and what about today? Why don't we take the lulav? That didn't mean today, like at the end of the tekufa of the Gemara, Ravina and Ravashi. That meant much earlier, when they were still sending out shluchim, and the people in Chutz La'aretz really didn't know. So now, how's the flow of the Gemara? The Gemara asks, why don't we take the lulav today, on the day one? It's the Oraisa day one. Let's take it even nowadays. Answers the Gemara, you can't take it nowadays. Anan lo yadinan bikviu diarcha. We don't know. What does that mean, we don't know, says the Ritva? That means, we really don't know. Oh, in Eretz Yisrael they know, they can take the lulav on Shabbos. In Chutz La'aretz, we can't take it because we don't know. So the Ritva and Tosfos are arguing, what in the world did the Gemara mean when the Gemara said that nowadays, whatever that means, we can't take the lulav because we don't know? Tosfos said, context of the Gemara, way after the calendar, we do know. What does it mean we don't know? It means we're not sure. It means we have a suffix because al pi halacha, we're chayav to be knowing as if we have a suffix. But we really do know. Says the Ritva, no. You know when this Gemara took place?
this Gemara took place earlier, when we really didn't know. And when the Gemara says we don't know, it really doesn't know. In Bava, we really don't know. And that's why we can't take the Lulav. So, if you learn like the Ritva, so then this Gemara is not really a Raya for what he's saying on Daf Chav Tes. On Daf Chav Tes, he's talking about, now that we have a calendar, what's the status of Yom Tov Sheni? And this Gemara is what's the status of Yom Tov Sheni back when they were still doing it, Al-Pira'iyah.
Let me just make one or two points just to make sure that things are being clear, are being understood clearly. There's a time period where we do things based on Re'iyah, based on actual Eidim. At that time in Chutz La'aretz, they really don't know. If they really don't know, you know why they have a suffix? Because they have a suffix. They don't know. And that's why they can't bring Lulav on Shabbos. Because they really don't know. So for the Ritva and Rashi, this Gemara is in the time period of Re'iyah. Another possibility of the Gemara is the Gemara is in the time period of the Cheshbon, where we have a Luach, we have a calendar. And that means we really do know. We really do know. This is Tosfos. So when the Ritva in our Sugya says, Yom Tov Sheni nowadays, is Yom Tov Sheni nowadays the Yom Tov Sheni of the Re'iyah period, or is it the Yom Tov Sheni of the Cheshbon? Nowadays, Shmuel, in Chicago, 2019, if you wanted to figure out what's the status of Yom Tov Sheni, are you going to look at the status of Yom Tov Sheni in the times of the Re'iyah, or are you going to look at Yom Tov Sheni in the times of the Cheshbon and the Luach? Which one is more like Chicago nowadays? Barur, the Cheshbon, that's right. Because when it was Shas Re'iyah, excuse me, when it was the times of Re'iyah, the people in Chutz La'aretz had no idea because the messengers didn't reach them. That's why they were keeping 2 days. But in the times of the Cheshbon, when they did know, why were they keeping 2 days? Because of a takana, to keep 2 days. But they really knew which was the right day. So when the Ritva asks, on Daf Chav Tes, nowadays, what's the status of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios? And he says, I'll bring you a raya from the Gemara on Mem Gimel. Well, wait a second. The Gemara on Mem Gimel is only comparable you learn like Tosfos. It's not comparable if you learn like the Ritva and Rashi. It's a totally different time period in history. In the Gemara over there, they didn't take the Lulav because they really didn't know. Maybe the Rashba would argue that in a Hanami, if they really did know, like nowadays when we have a calendar, then you would take Lulav on Shabbos. The Yisoda of that Gemara is whatever you know, you take Lulav on Shabbos. And the only reason on Daf Mem Gimel they didn't take the Lulav was because they really didn't know. Because it was Zman Re'iyah. Well, then nowadays that we do know, we should take the Lulav. But the Ritva's not done. Because the Ritva says, Lemaisa, we don't take the Lulav on Shabbos. Granted, I learned that the Gemara was Bizman Re'iyah. And the reason they didn't take Lulav back then, on day one in the Gvulin, was because they didn't know. That's why they didn't take it. They couldn't. They really didn't know which was if the first day was the real day or not. It says the Ritva, but what about nowadays in my time period in Spain? Nowadays we do know. So why are we not taking the Lulav in Spain? So the Ritva of the Raya is not going to be coming from the Gemara. The Ritva's Raya is going to be coming from his own experience in Spain. In Spain, we don't take the lulav on day one, when it's Shabbos. Why not? Don't tell me because of this Gemara, because this Gemara makes it very clear. If you know, you take the lulav. If you don't know, you don't take the lulav. In that time period, they didn't take the lulav because they didn't know. It was Mana Re'iyah, that Gemara, like Rashi says. But nowadays, we do know. Why are we still not taking the lulav? So the Ritva says, it must be because even when you do know, you have to be knowing like you don't know. Again, what Tosfos ended up saying in the Gemara, the Ritva does not say in that Gemara. But it's still true, says the Ritva. What Tosfos saw in the Gemara in Ayin Gimel
what Tosfos saw in the Gemara in Ayin Mem Gimel, the Ritva says is true, but that's not pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is that it was Man Re'iyah. They really didn't know, and that's why they couldn't take the lulav, because they really didn't know. But nowadays, why do we not take the lulav? We do know. It must be because even when you do know, you still have to treat it like a suffix. Hold on 1 second. I just want to finish the point, and then I'll go back and say it again. And then the Ritva ends off the piece and says, you know what? Now that I came to this point, hey, maybe Tosfos is right. Maybe that is pshat in the Gemara. You know what? If this Yesod is correct, so maybe you can even learn pshat like that in the Gemara. That's how he ends. That's how he ends the piece. So let me repeat again what the Ritva says. The Ritva says that the Gemara in Mem Gimel is really talking about a very specific time period in history. It's talking about Zman HaRe'iyah, and in Zman HaRe'iyah, the people in Babel really had no idea what was the right day and what was the wrong day. And therefore, it was obvious that you couldn't take the lulav on Shabbos. You can only take the lulav on Shabbos if you know that it's Yom Rishon. If you know it's Yom Rishon on Shabbos, you can take the lulav. And in the times of the Gemara, in the times of this Gemara, when they were still doing Kiddush HaChodesh al pi the Re'iyah, the people in Chutzlitz didn't know. The messengers couldn't reach there. That's why they couldn't take a Gemara. That's why they couldn't take the Lulav. That's how the Ritva learns Pshat in the Gemara over there. But then the Ritva says, but wait a second. But nowadays, in Spain in the 1300s, or in Chicago in 2019, nowadays we do know. We have a calendar. So according to the principle of the Gemara, which is that whenever you know, you take a lulav on Shabbos, so we should be able to take the lulav nowadays. And yet we don't. Why don't we? Why don't we? Dov Rachmiel, for heaven's sake, why don't we take a lulav nowadays in Stamford, Connecticut?
First of all, I'm impressed you remember that. Second of all,
that your name is Dov Rachmiel?
No, that was in Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh, okay.
But, no. Well, because the Ritva says, like, okay, fine.
Wait, I don't really want the answer. This is like it's a rhetorical question.
Okay,
no, I'm not, but you can say it now. Go ahead, go for it.
No, it's fine.
I was just like using you as a foil.
Well, right.
So the Ritva says, by heavens, Rachmiel Dov, why are you not taking a lulav in Stamford, Connecticut? You know the calendar.
Because the Yesod is actually known, right?
Good. So go ahead, say it. So what's the answer?
Because even though it's not pshat in the Gemara, the Yesod is Tosfos, it's still true. It doesn't mean it's not true.
And what's the Yesod?
The Yesod is that we pretend there's still a suffix.
That what?
That we pretend we still have a
the suffix. The mitzvah of Yom Teshem Shadolos is to perpetuate the suffix.
Even though it's not pshat in the Gemara.
That's right. So what ends up coming out, what ends up coming, how does what work?
That he agrees with the Gemara, that really, and you can hold that maybe is correct, but he says that's not halacha.
No. He says, I don't think that this is the right analysis of the Gemara.
He does think that.
No, I don't think this is the right analysis of the Gemara, but the Yesod is correct. What Tosfos is learning into the Gemara is right, but that's just not what the Gemara is talking about. If the Gemara was talking about in the times of the Cheshbon, he would be right. That the times of the Cheshbon, even though you know, you don't know.
But, he's not saying that. He's saying,
but when the Gemara said, we don't know, anan lo yadinan, they didn't say that because they were living in the times of the Cheshbon and the Yesod. They were saying that because they were living in the times of the Re'iyah and they really didn't know.
If I think I'm right, I think the Ritva is saying that the Gemara is saying that the times of the Re'iyah they didn't really know, but he says if they would have known, nowadays we don't.
We still don't. Good. I like the way Ephraim's saying it. I'm gonna cut you off for a second. Ephraim, according to what Ravina, I'll take your comments still. What Ephraim is basically saying is that if we wanted to write a chart on the board, we would write as follows. Why don't we, this is the column. Why don't we take lulav on Yom Rishon that falls out on Shabbos? So, that's our question. Why, let's make it, good idea. Let's make the chart. Okay, you ready? Why don't we take lulav on Yom
Rishon Shechal Lios Bishabis. Okay? Here's our question. It's a one column chart. But this is going to be one of the best charts ever. Here we go. Why don't we? Listen. Why don't we? So the Ritva says like this. I'll tell you why we don't. If you have to tell me when you're talking about, what time period. If you're Bisman Re'iyah, so then what? I shouldn't say why don't we. Why don't B'nai Chutz La'aretz take Lulav on Yom Rishon? So if it's Bisman Re'iyah, what's the reason? What's the reason? Excellent, Max. They don't know. If it's Bisman the Cheshbon, why don't you? Even though, I'm going to just write it out. Even though we know, wink, wink, we're ki'ilu, we don't know. That's the reason why. All this, everybody agrees on. Meaning Tosfos the Ritva. The question, though, is, when the Gemara on Mem Gimel said, we don't take a lulav on Shabbos, Yom Rishon Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, because we don't know, what did they mean when they said that? The Ritva said they meant this. Tosfos said they meant this. But everyone agrees to the principles here. Everyone is agreeing that Bismana Re'iyah, you don't bring it because you don't know. And Bismana Cheshbon, you don't bring it because it's Kila, you don't know. The Machlokas Ritva and Tosfos is, what did the Gemara and Mem Gimel mean when it said, we don't take a lulav on Shabbos, Rosh, on Yom Rishon, Chachal Yos B'Shabbos, because we don't know. Anan lo yadina. Does that mean we don't know? That's how Rashi and Ritva learned. Or is it because Kila we don't know? And it's a machlokas. When did this Gemara take place? Did the Gemara take place Bismana Re'iyah? Or did the Gemara take place Bismana Cheshbon? But the Ritva feels justified nonetheless in saying that from this whole sugya, you see very clearly that even when we have a calendar, the nature of Yom Tov Sheni is that we still have a suffix. It's not a real suffix, but it is a halachically generated suffix. Either because that was what the Gemara itself was really talking about. That's how Tosfos learns. What the Ritva was trying to argue on Chavtes is just the Gemara, according to Tosfos. That's what the Gemara says. If you learn like Tosfos, the Gemara in Mem Gimel is the Raya for the Ritva's Yisod. But if you learn like the Ritva over there, so the Gemara is not a Raya. Gemara is not a Raya. Explicitly. But you still have a raya from the fact that nowadays we don't take a lulav on Yom Rishon. So, when all the dust settles, everyone agrees to the principles, the Ritva has a great raya for his shita, and the question that we'll have to leave off with, doesn't mean we're going to continue with it, is how would the Rashba be doche this raya? How would the